is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Once in my life, it's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see their need? A son has disregarded.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 24th of October, 2023. And you are on the clock with Erin Green. And just a reminder, if you haven't found owner Mitchell Powell Bailey yet to tell her happy birthday, you still have time. Go find her and tell her happy birthday. This morning I have some young people in studio, and I want to share this with you, the listening audience. These young people come in here and tell me to play Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror. Like, that's their song. Like, that's the theme song to their lives. And I try and say to myself, what these young people know about Michael Jackson and Man in the Mirror of all things? But it turns out that Michael Jackson is the type of performer that transcends generations, transcends nations, transcends cultures. And this song in particular is an anthem because it does just that. It transcends generations. It transcends faiths. People of multiple faiths, the song is important to them. Culture, language, this song is an anthem. And so after I recognize all of that, I say to myself, I'm going to let these young people have this song. Because I'm sure that's why Michael Jackson made it. So we could pass it on one to another as like a gift, like a message, right? Like a treasure. Take these words and remember them and let them build you up and be strong. Now, I've got some young people from a local Christian-led youth movement. So I can be very careful when I speak in, because I realized just now people could interpret that I'm likening Michael Jackson and his song to Jesus and his words, right? Sort of kind of like that. But that's what these young people are here to talk about with us today. How they take the message of Christ and it transcends across culture and class, across age groups and generations, across a language. And they're coming to talk to us about an event that they have coming up this weekend.
This weekend, this Saturday.
All right, guys. Now, I am a little older than y'all, so I can learn you something today. When you're speaking, you have to speak directly into the mics, right?
Okay,
it's unidirectional, so we have to really focus on speaking directly into the mic or we lose sound. Joining me this morning are two representatives from It's Our Turn, a vibrant and exciting youth-led, faith-based Christian organization in the Bahamas. So introduce yourselves, and then we're going to talk about what you have coming up this weekend.
Yes, good morning, Erin, and good morning, everyone else who's listening. I am Danielle Dean, and I am a part of the It's Our Turn youth-led organization. My role in that organization is the spiral leader of media relations and communications, as well as I'm a mental health leader.
Okay.
Good morning, Bahamas. I'm Adam Wong. Started in July 21st. I am the leader of mental health in IOT.
Okay. Now, you used the term spiral leader.
Yes.
And in doing some research, and when I read a brief bio about the formation of It's Our Turn, that word, that language is in there. What do you mean when you say spiral leader?
Yes, so our tagline at It's Our Turn is to stop the cycle, and start the spiral. And in essence, what that means is that we want to stop stagnance and we want to encourage growth and progress within the communities that we work with, within our organization in and of itself. You know, we want to just stop repeating the same things and to encourage.
So to help people stop moving in a circle,
in a circle,
and help them spiral into evolution.
Yes.
Upward mobility.
Okay. Upward mobility as well. I like that language. Language is so important.
It is.
And it's a great way to show how leadership can be different.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are just giving them the momentum to shift direction. And then it's their own work that carries them up.
Exactly.
Right.
Man, this is awesome. This is awesome. Okay. So, head of mental health.
And spiral leader of communications and media relations, as well as a leader in mental health.
Right. No, absolutely. When I was reading Ms. Beijing Rogers' bio, It's Our Turn was formed by Ms. Beijing Rogers.
Yes.
She is a mental health and purpose coach for parents, kids, and teens, plus a young professionals coach. And she helps young people to unlock their thoughts and full potential to defeat self-doubt and poor behavior. So I was doing some research. She is affiliated with the American Association of Christian Counselors, I think it's called, a wonderful group. So the work that you do is led by an organization's work on mental health and Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yes.
That's great. So people, for parents in particular who are saying, I send in my children to a youth group, not a psychiatry session.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's good for them to know that the work that you do is led by a reputable institution.
Yes, with a blueprint.
Right.
With a blueprint. Awesome.
As well as our mental health sessions, we collaborate with Dr. David Allen.
Okay.
And the family. So we also have him on board for anybody who needs that professional help, further help than, you know, we can give them. Because
right.
we understand that we're not as qualified. We're there to hear everyone out through their guilt. It's called GLASS, guilt, loneliness, anger, shame, and sadness. But Dr. Allen takes it a step further if the people that come to the mental health sessions need that,
need further
help,
support.
Further assistance, yes.
Right, because all of those things, GLASS,
mm-hmm.
Guilt, loneliness,
anger, shame, and sadness,
can be processed and dealt with in a healthy way in community.
Yeah, it can, definitely.
Right, and even the idea that you maybe can't solve it
mm-hmm.
in this space,
mm-hmm.
but you guys can help break down the stigma.
And regulate emotions within that space.
Right.
That's so important.
You definitely need community
yeah.
to be able to practice
yeah.
regulating emotions,
mm-hmm.
your own, and then seeing other people do it and understanding why you are called to moderate your behavior, even if you ain't doing something wrong,
mm-hmm.
but in response to what's happening in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. You know, it's like saying, yeah, I want to be excited by this win,
mm-hmm.
but I also have to remember that the people who lost are also on my team.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to moderate how I can celebrate, but moderate how I celebrate it.
Right.
Hey, man, this is awesome. This is a great developmental space for young people. And I think it's a space that's missing in a number of programs,
mm-hmm.
non-religious, but cultural programs that exist throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a soft skills building space from a religious Christian perspective.
Right.
Yeah. This is awesome. Okay, so what is It's Our Turn exactly? Because I tell you what I think it is. Nice old people, tell us in your words, what is It's Our Turn?
Okay, so It's Our Turn. It's a youth-led organization and ministry. It's also a nonprofit organization. And what we aim to do is to uplift, empower, educate, and to spread the gospel of Jesus within marginalized communities to youth.
Okay.
In the Bahamas and eventually the world.
Now, when you say marginalized, what do you mean?
So we partner with the Elizabeth Estates community.
Okay.
And the Fox Hill community and different communities that, you know, we go into, and we want to spread the word of God. We want to, you know, give them the love and attention, because they're not the organizations that you would typically, or they may not typically feel like they're given attention or they're
in that
seen
way,
and
yeah.
heard. So we go into those communities and we let them know that they're loved, and we show them the love of Christ, and it just bleeds on over into them, and we see them being so greatly impacted and affected. And that's, you know, why we do what we do.
Right. There, for children's homes, there are a number of circumstances that lead a child to the children's home.
Yes.
But what we know is certain is that they don't necessarily have the same type of community they would have if they were living in their home.
Yes.
Right? And so you create community for them, mm-hmm. and introduce them to the message of Christ, right?
Right.
That's awesome. And then for other communities, while people have homes to go to, economic circumstances sometimes stretch the community, and there are gaps where children fall through. And even though they have parents they go home to, they don't receive the same type of attention mm-hmm. as parents in a higher wage gap could give. Right?
Right,
like a parent making more money could afford a housekeeper or a nanny to watch over you
right,
before
right.
they come home, mm-hmm. you know, things like that. Okay.
What's beautiful too about the Elizabeth Estates home, when we go there, we see that, you know, they kind of hold each other up as well.
They you become know, family.
Yes, they become family. So there's like a brotherhood and a sisterhood within the home that is so beautiful to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we come and we spread the love of God and we just give them that time and attention and energy. Like they pour into us as well. So let's not get that twisted. We pour into them and they pour back into us. So it's just mm-hmm. a reciprocal kind of.
Until children are a perpetual energy machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. as much as you pour into them, they can pour more back
right.
into you.
Just has to be positive energy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Insistful, right?
Right.
It has to be positive energy, positive vibes.
And it's a lesson to stay teachable as well, no matter what age you're at.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I tell people that's what volunteerism is about. Volunteerism is a benefit to you and the people
right.
that you are supporting mm-hmm. through your contribution. Okay. Are there any other youth-led, faith-based organizations in the country that you work with, partner with?
Youth-led, faith-based? I can't really off the top of my head think of any besides us right now doing what we do. At the level
yeah.
and the consistency.
Okay.
Or at least not that we partner with.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So here's your first partnership. You all need to go seek out the Methodist Church and partner with them for the Camp Simonette summer programming mm-hmm. for next year.
The Camp Simonette?
Yeah. In James Sisten Elutra, home of the mosquito.
Well, I've not heard about Camp Simonette. What is...
What? Okay, so I used to get excited about Camp Simonette. I spent 13 years from age 5 to age 18 in the summer camping, Methodist summer camping system, including teaching Vacation Bible School
uh-huh.
In small churches and other family islands, because Camp Simonette is in Eleuthera.
Okay.
But it's a week of faith-based camping activity, programming, pageantry. We put on a performance. We visit historical sites. We do beach. We do sports. But every day we do devotions. We have a faith-based program in terms mm-hmm. of engaging and entertaining the young people. It's all sort of volunteer-based, so counselors don't get paid. Everybody works the camp. We divide up chores and schedules throughout the week. And it's like a perfect marriage for It's Our Turn
mm.
and a faith-based community, the Methodist community.
Okay, we'll have to look into that then.
Yeah, man.
Have you heard?
What? I get to learn these young people something again. Okay, so this Saturday, the reason why I ask if you have any local partners, because this Saturday you guys have a big event coming up.
Yes.
Jesus March 2.0. Absolutely. So tell us about Jesus March. Give us all of the details, but most importantly, tell us why Jesus March.
Yes, so we had the first Jesus March this year on the 19th of August,
mm-hmm.
and we are doing the second part to that this coming Saturday, October 28th. It begins and ends at Arawaki this time, and we're starting at 9 a.m. And we will have water and I believe some snacks. Don't quote me on the snacks. Available for people who come.
Well, tell me what your route is. Tell me what the route is.
Yes. So the route is from Arawaki. Mm-hmm. And we are going down to, I believe, Montague.
I know you're going to Montague Beach.
Yes, and then we're circling around to Shirley Street and then coming back up to go to Arawaki.
So you're going to Montague and all the way back around to Arawaki?
Yes,
twice as big as the first.
I got you, but this is what I was about to ask.
People wanted, I mean, the first time around, it rained and everything. Everybody was drenched.
Yes.
And people still like didn't want to stop marching because it was just that powerful and just that Holy Spirit charged. So everybody just wanted to continue. So we're going to go. Hopefully, we're hoping that it actually rains again this time because the sun is just, you know, carrying on to five these days.
Well, let's encourage some interfaith engagement. My Rastafarian brothers and sisters.
Yes.
We're going to need y'all to be selling some peanut and some fruit on the route. Right? This is it.
And
they need snacks. I'm sure they will support you if you support them.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, you got plenty of stores. They even got one griller on Shirley Street somewhere. Am I allowed to stop and get a plate of food if I share it?
Of course, if that's going to keep you energized and alive.
So what time does the event start?
It starts at 9 a.m.
Okay.
Yes, so we are selling t-shirts as well. So we are going to meet a bit earlier, around 8:30, for the people that want to purchase t-shirts before we start marching, and then so that we can pray before we leave.
Right. And I noticed that on the schedule, there is about 30 minutes dedicated to prayer.
Yes.
For the event.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a bit about that moment on Saturday.
Yes, we believe that prayer is just the foundation for everything, not just the march, not just things that
trouble
have
us.
To do with, it's just the foundation for everything. You can pray about the littlest thing, and we believe that God hears us, He cares, and He responds. So just so that as many people are touched in the way that they're meant to be, and so that the march flows the way that it's supposed to, we want to just make sure that we devote time to prayer so that that can happen, because we realize the importance.
And absolutely. So 8:30, be there for the prayer and to ensure that you can purchase a t-shirt if you want to purchase a t-shirt.
Yes.
How much do they cost?
$20.
And the proceeds for the t-shirt?
Yes, it goes to every bit of work that IoT does within the marginalized communities. You know, we have partnerships with countries like Pakistan. We were able to provide them with a water pump and everything because they didn't have clean running water over there. So we do little things like that that we're trying to just continue to expand. So every bit of the proceeds go to projects like that.
And to marginalized groups that are so marginalized that in comparison to the most marginalized groups in the Bahamas, right, they are well below what we call our poverty line.
Yes.
And I can appreciate that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we don't understand the extent of our privilege compared to how other people, and you say, okay, well, we are the descendants of Africans and we still in the Maafa, right? We still in this process of righting the wrongs.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we are still in this country not as marginalized, not as disenfranchised or disadvantaged as some people in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've gone to meetings with people who it took them 3 days to get to the meeting because 24 hours was on a donkey coming down from the mountains.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. And I, you know, when I think in I'm poor, I have to remember in relation to I am a wealthy person.
But do you know that's why community is so important? Because even with the mental health sessions, you would think that, you know, life is just bogging you down and everything is going wrong in your life. But if you sit down and you listen to other people's stories or just connect with somebody from somewhere else, you would understand that, wow, you know, I need to stop complaining right now.
And sometimes it's also not seeing that person as lesser than, but in true engagement and connection, you realize that there's value that these people can provide to you with examples and how to improve your life.
Everything is relative.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is relative. I say good morning to my aunt Ona Bailey. I just had to take that plug. One of my favorite relatives. Okay, back to the Jesus March.
Yes.
2.0, we start 9 a.m. at Arawaki.
Mm-hmm.
We march through town to Montague.
Montague.
Yes.
Take a dip in the ocean and then head back.
It's Arawaki.
Now, I just want to ask, y'all sure y'all ain't gonna have no breakfast for us? Because I could get the fish if you could get the loaves.
We will try.
Yes.
Since we could be at Montague.
Yeah, for sure we will have water. Yeah. For sure we will have water, but we can't speak on anything else.
Give me some contact information so that people who are interested in supporting the march by providing maybe snacks and donations, or they want to participate, or maybe they want to buy a bundle of T-shirts for young people to do the march. Give me some contact information.
Okay, so IOT's email is itsourturn, ITSOURTURN 12 at gmail.com. And I really do not remember the number off the top of my head. But
don't worry, when we go to a break, I can beg you to go look for the number. So people who are interested in supporting the march, participating in the march, people who may just want to stop on the route when they see you and cheer you on so they could get more information.
Yes, but the social media handles are It's Our Turn as well. So you can contact us on Instagram or Facebook.
Okay.
It's Our Turn.
All right.
Bahamas, yes.
Right, and just send a message there.
Send a message and we will see it.
Okay, I got a text here. Miss Green, It's Our Turn is to be commended for their community spirit. Absolutely. A texter says, how do I purchase T-shirts before the march? They will get the T-shirt today.
Yeah, so you can use the same contact information that I've given so far. Right. And then I will get the number for you guys
Right,
later.
So stay tuned. In the break, we're going to pull up that number and make sure you get it before the end of the show. Okay. It's Our Turn is turning 16.
Yes.
Has turned 16?
Turned 16. We're on our way to 17 now.
Okay, when was the anniversary?
Friday,
October 20th.
Okay,
yes.
And so It's Our Turn was formed by Beijing Rogers as a small children.
At the age of 12.
Yes. Right, some people say 12 is not a young children, that's an old children. but she said she heard a voice from God. And said, you know, you're going to lead the youth.
Yes.
And she took on that
charge.
And by, was it 2011, she had her first major project. Mm-hmm. Her church went on a trip to Jacmel in Haiti, and they took backpacks and T-shirts and supplies for young people. And from there, it just spiraled into a mission itself.
Nice word used.
Yeah, man, this is awesome. Okay, so what did you do to celebrate the 16th?
Well, we went to the Fox Hill community, as we do every Friday at 6 p.m.
Okay.
We got everyone together. We brought some cake. We had some fun with the kids, played some basketball. We brought everyone inside of a prayer circle. We asked everyone what they need to be prayed for, what their problems may be. And we had our prayer warrior pray for everyone. And we just got together and showed love.
Absolutely. What a way to celebrate.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. Okay, do you have... Now, when I read the paraphernalia, it said this is the last march for the year. But it's only October. So I don't believe that. What else do you have planned? Major events and then regular programming for the rest of 2023?
So we do have another march that's going to be in Grand Bahama on the 18th of November.
Is it going to be Young College Jesus March 3.0, right?
We might just do it since you suggested it.
Yes.
But yeah, it's going to be Jesus March 3.0 in Grand Bahama on the 18th of November. So yeah, that'll be something that people will have to obviously take their flight over to Grand Bahama to participate in.
Yeah, or the ferry or the mail boat.
Or the boat.
They come in by plane. They come in by boat. They come in wheelchair. All right.
They can swim if they want.
Yeah, absolutely.
That'll be good exercise.
Absolutely. We're working on the open swim championship for the Olympics. You said every Friday night you're at Fox Hill Park?
Yes, 6 p.m.
Youth activity?
Yes.
Okay. And then I read again that you have a prayer session every Friday and Sunday at 8 p.m. online?
Yes, every Friday and Sunday leading up to the Jesus March. So we did that leading up to the first Jesus
March. Okay, I got you.
And then we're doing it again for this Jesus March and for the Grand Bahama one.
All right, so this Friday at 8 p.m.,
yes,
people can log on to meet.google.com /QGG-BZSP-CZ. J.
Hopefully everyone is writing that down.
Right. But what you can do is if you go to their Facebook page mm-hmm. yes. and you look for the flyer for It's Our Turn, Jesus March 2.0, mm-hmm. this information, the link for the virtual prayer session is online. I like this virtual prayer session thing because it allows young people mm-hmm. from across the archipelago to connect
right.
to an activity. You don't have to get to Nassau to be a part of it. But it also allows people to connect in the space that they're in. So I don't have to bathe and get dressed up and make sure I have the proper, appropriate church clothes to come to the prayer meeting. Mm-hmm. I can participate sort of casually and comfortably, but with intent
yes. right.
from the space that I'm in already.
Mm-hmm. Just come as you are.
All right. Yeah, I love it. Just come as you are. Okay, let's repeat the details for the march. Saturday, October 28th.
Yes.
Prayer starts at 8:30. Mm-hmm. The march starts at 9. Mm-hmm. Get there at 8:15 so you could get your t-shirt.
Right. Yeah.
And then get into prayer mode. Then stretch. Because y'all know you're praying for my health and strength on this march, right? All right. And the location, start is Arawaki. Mm-hmm. We go to Montague Beach and yes. then we circle around back.
Up Shirley Street. Back to Arawaki.
All right. And so that's at 9 a.m. for my vehicular traffic. Please be aware that there will be people on the sidewalks and possibly on the verges, on the edges of the road making this walk.
Right.
Let's be careful. Let's be considerate. And let's support these young people. Because, you see, I can tell people, I find it difficult to accept that Christians are being marginalized in the Bahamas. But I do understand how it may seem or feel difficult, right? Like for young people, like how young people may feel that there is a stigma to declaring their faith, right? And openly committing to this work,
yes.
right? And so that's a space that even if I don't believe that Christians are marginalized, I do understand the need to create a space where young people feel safe expressing their faith.
Yes.
You know, because their location in the world is different than my location now. Mm-hmm. But I remember what it felt like as a young person, you know, not certain that the world would embrace my vigor. My zeal, yes. my, you know,
yeah.
they would think that you are zealot, you're crazy. This mm-hmm. is cult-like behavior. But young people really deserve a space to be free enough mm-hmm. to fling their hands yeah. to the heavens
yeah.
and say, we call in for Jesus, man.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Because it's not just a declaration. Being Christian is a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something consistent, you know?
Yeah.
You can't just say it one day and then.
Right. And It's Our Turn creates a community where young people can thrive in that lifestyle.
Exactly.
Right. Because it's not just religion. Mm-hmm. It's
spirituality.
Spirituality and faith, which is culture.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. So where is Beijing Rogers? We're going to have to do, dear Travolta Cooper, we're going to have to do a series called Where in the World is Beijing Rogers? Where is Beijing Rogers right now?
Right. I have no, do you know?
She is probably off doing something amazing yes. somewhere. She's so busy all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the time.
Beijing, wherever you are, you better be stretching because you got two races to run. You got to make it from wherever you is to the Bahamas Air flight to get here for the march. And then you got to stretch for the march. So do you want to call the names, before we go, do you want to call the names of some of the other members of your leadership team and people who will be sort of leading the march on Saturday? Like
yes.
a shout out.
Yes, yes, yes. So on the mental health team, we have the Dominion leader, Alexia Sawyer.
Okay.
She is the leader of me and Adam. And yes. then there's Dave. There is, who else is there?
Who's in charge?
Dawn as well.
Don.
All right.
Yes.
yes. And then we have BJ and Kristen. Yes. He was on earlier
yeah,
for the
absolutely.
Morning blend.
And
yes.
Angel, with Angel.
Yes.
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh. he was on with Angel on my show last
yes,
time.
Yes, yeah. Yes,
okay.
Yes.
So who's in charge of snacks? See, this is where the problem is. Y'all don't have anybody in charge of snacks.
Well, I am the chef of the group, so I guess it's
yes,
on
he's
me.
The chef. When we have our gatherings, he would be the one to make us breakfast and everything and to be on the grill, so... I think you should speak with him.
I am going to breakfast and the grill.
Yeah.
Do you all know how to get people out to the event? Okay, one more time. Jesus March 2.0 being led by It's Our Turn, a local youth-led, faith-based Christian mm-hmm. youth group. Date Saturday, 28th of October. Start time for the march is 9 a.m. Start time for the prayer, 8:30 a.m. Come out early, get your t-shirts.
And your posters.
And your posters. Mm-hmm. Can we make posters? Should I bring my own poster? Do you have markers and blank canvas for me to work on?
So there's a day dedicated to poster making or an evening. I forgot to say
yes.
that. It's Friday evening, right?
Yeah, at Grace Community.
Yes, Friday evening at Grace Community Church. So we're dedicating that evening to making posters. So anybody is free to come out to that. Because we need as many hands on deck as possible. But you're also free to make your own at home as long as it says something that's appropriate.
Yes, don't bring
don't just
any
write anything
revolution.
Now.
See, I can come out there looking at Jesus was a rebel too. Right? I can keep my sign at home. Friday evening, Grace Community Church, what time?
That is at 6?
6.
6
p.m. And they have snacks. I noticed these have snacks. I like this very much. Okay. Yeah, because plus young people are sort of under their own control, right? They don't have control. They don't get to say, I cook in dinner before we go out.
Yeah.
So sometimes snacks are important. Okay, so you can bring your own sign. Please remember the spirit of the event. Make them appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a sign-making session. All invited to attend who are coming to the march. 6 p.m., even if you not come into the march, but you believe in this mission, you believe in the organization's work, come out and support. Even if you can't bring the kids to the march, maybe you could bring them to make signs.
Mm-hmm.
This would be great.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay.
And some of the poster makers transitioned to volunteers from the last march. So, you know, you never know. You may want to join IoT after you come out and spend that evening with us on Friday making the posters.
All right. Absolutely. It's Our Turn 12 at gmail.com.
Yes.
Contact information, Facebook, Instagram. Mm-hmm. Search It's Our Turn. If you pop up with a foreign thing, put It's Our Turn Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
and they will pop right up. Producer, take us to a break so we could find the cell phone number. And then after the break, I'm going to let these guys go because they got lots of planning to do. And they got a lot of chefing to do.
Yes.
Snacks. I can teach you how to take some papaya, because mm-hmm. I think there's papaya in season. We can make some fruit roll-ups for the snacks, yeah.
Well, we're gonna I can't stand papaya, so...
Pardon?
Y'all can leave me out of that. I can't stand papaya.
Oh, my goodness. What about pineapple?
I love pineapple.
And mango?
No mango.
Oh, she has to go.
And soursop?
Have I ever tasted soursop?
You've never tasted soursop?
I have.
My friend...
Don't revoke my behavior card.
It's okay. It's okay. Your commitment to volunteerism and Christianity can save you.
Trumps that.
Yeah, I mean, sugar apple? Gnep?
Gneps are okay.
Gooseberry?
No.
It's challenging.
Wow, am I uncultured?
Sea grape?
Sea grapes, yes.
Okay, that'll save you. Pinda sea grape soda, that'll save you. Ma'am, you almost lost the exact... almost didn't make it. Producer, when you're ready, please take us to a break. As we go to the break, I love your... I don't know what you call it, but I'm going to read it and you tell me what you call it. Under the flyer for Jesus March, you have a scripture on the Facebook page. 1 Corinthians 4:1, you should think of us as Christ's servants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's just our verse,
okay.
IoT's verse.
When we get back from the break, I'm going to ask you all to get into that a little bit more for more. We get that contact information,
mm-hmm.
and then remind the people, it's our turn. It's our turn to do it for us. We'll be right back. You guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Peace. We often call.
Why? Why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy. Just a hard day, boy.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
It's the Battle of the Bra, sponsored by Canoe, and you decide who wins. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so strap on your gloves and join the fight. It's easy. Just download the Canoe app, vote for Mammogram Access Program, the Grand Bahama Cancer Society, or Sister Sister, or go to the Battle of the Bra event page on Facebook and vote. Each vote is just $5. Polls open on October 2nd and close on October 26th. Vote as many times as you want. You can even vote for all three. It's the Battle of the Bra. The winner will be announced on Friday, October 27th at the Pink Lotus Affair at Blair House.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Joining me in studio, repeat your names. I know Miss Dean. I just can never because I won't call you by what I think your daddy name is.
Really?
But I know that ain't your daddy.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Just
yeah.
Remind because you're a dean and he's a
yeah.
dean. I would say, I just want to take a pause. I would say good morning to Varian Dean. Not because I think he's your daddy, right? Because I think he's your cousin, but because Varian Dean is a young man who. Like, he is y'all. He's a young man that, you know, found Christ and just started trodding another path. Mm. And every step he has walked with Christ. Mm. And he became, like, the main caregiver in his family, his kids. And it was, just a model of what a man does. Because a man does what he knows he ought to do when he knows he ought to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, every time I hear, it's our turn, I think, yeah, man, I love what these young people are doing. Absolutely. So I sure that's your cousin, Miss Dean. Okay, let's get the number for people who want to reach out. They want to purchase T-shirts early. They want to mark their spot in the march. Make sure they can participate.
Right. So the official number is 806-8811. That's 806-8811.
All right.
Yeah.
That's the contact information for It's Our Turn. If you want to call them to sponsor the march,
right?
To become a partner and support them in their work,
mm-hmm.
to purchase a T-shirt for the march, to remind yourself of the details for the poster,
right?
Creating competition,
or if you have any questions, just general questions about the organization that you might want to ask,
right?
We can answer those for you.
If you're looking for resources for not just faith-led but Christian-led. Services,
mm-hmm.
counseling and guidance services, you can reach out to them. Absolutely.
Right.
It's a wonder if you're looking for something for your children to do on the weekend, and you ain't quite sure Because you're busy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great space to participate in.
Right.
Find out the details about the Friday meetup every Friday, 6 p.m.?
Yes.
At the park?
At the park.
At the park?
In Camp Road.
In Camp Road?
Mm-hmm.
There are young people, if you don't necessarily want to take part, but you're looking for a safe space.
Fox Hill.
Let's say Camp Road. Camp Road is next.
Oh, did
Camp
you say Camp Road?
Camp Road is next.
Yeah.
And Baintown.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, so we're actually discussing that. See, you're ahead of us.
Oh, yeah, this is awesome. This is awesome. I say to young people, like, hey, I'm just looking for a safe place to hang out. If they are in the park, mm-hmm. that's a safe space to hang out.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And even when we spent IoT day there, we were in the circle, like Adam said, and we were asking, you know, the Fox Hill community residents, what was it that they liked about us being there? And, you know, some of the kids were saying, like, there's peace when you guys are here. There's kindness and there's joy and everything. And that was so touching for us because that's exactly what we're going there to do, you know, to show them the Holy Spirit in us and not, you know, just show them ourselves, but to show them.
See, I like the idea that you all occupy, you occupy the space,
yeah.
right? And when you occupy the space, faith-led,
mm-hmm.
others see that and they become respectful. Mm-hmm. So the boy them who gonna roll up their thing in the bold light, they ain't coming to do that because they respect the work that you're doing,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so, and young people see that and appreciate that. This is awesome. All right, information again, it's ourturn12@gmail.com. Contact number 806-8811.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook and Instagram, social media presence.
Yes,
absolutely.
It's our turn.
Jesus March 2.0, October 28th, Saturday.
Yes.
9 a.m.
Be there.
Arawaki to Montague, back to Arawaki. November 18th, Grand Bahama.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus March 3.0.
Yes.
They're on the move.
Uh-huh. So if you want to take a flight or a ferry or swim,
then
you can attend that one as well.
But I log in those miles is for the march.
You log in?
I log in them miles for the march. Trust me. Absolutely. I'm marching through the water. And then Friday evening, Grace Community Church, 6 p.m. for poster making.
Yes.
And congregation.
Yes.
And then our last prayer session leading up to the Jesus March is Friday at 8 p.m.
Right.
Yeah.
Go online, Facebook, look for the flyer. You'll find the link for the virtual prayer session Friday, 8 p.m. there.
Yes. Correct.
Absolutely. This has been awesome. I got 10 minutes left. I wanted to talk a little politics this morning. I feel torn because this is an exciting conversation. There's some big stories in the news, and I want to know what young people's perspective is, what young people's perspectives are, not just on the issue itself, but how we as a society approach these issues, right? Mm-hmm. So I want to say, like, when you hear the terms pro-abortion, pro-life, pro-choice, what do you think? What do they mean to you?
Well, it's a complicated and difficult issue to just comprehend and try to digest easily.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it just comes down to health-wise. Mm-hmm. If it may compromise both the mother and the child, then I feel like the woman has a right to decide.
Mm-hmm.
But in other regards, biblically, it's not what you should do.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I share the same sentiment. I would definitely say that I am pro-life.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that life is sacred, and I believe that no one really should hinder anyone's life, no matter what stage that life is at, because God has a purpose and a plan for our lives. So for you to now stop that, I believe that is you stepping, you know, outside of what your authority is supposed to be.
Okay.
Because that we don't know what that child is supposed to do, how many lives that child is supposed to change. So I believe that abortion's not...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Mm-hmm. So pro-life,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Does pro-life, for a lot of people, they're staunchly pro-life, but they never consider or express that they have, say out loud, that they have considered life after birth, right? Mm-hmm. So we say pro-life, mm-hmm. have the child, But typically, do you think those most of those people are committed to life after birth?
Yeah. What will the quality of life be like?
Yeah.
You know?
And do you think we as a society have an obligation to ensure that children, particularly those who are like born in that circumstance where mm-hmm. there's a question, right, by the parents whether we're going to keep the child or not, mm-hmm. whether we as a wider society have an obligation to raise those children, especially if they are then adopted or abandoned to a children's home?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a community issue, and I see it every Saturday when we go to the Elizabeth's Children's Home,
mm-hmm.
where these kids could be treated much better. You know, they could have been brought into a much better life, and what they're going through, no one should have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something the community as a whole needs to deal with and needs to figure out a way in which to ensure that every child born in the Bahamas and around the world
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
will be taken care of properly and respectfully.
Absolutely. Absolutely. See, I'm interrogating, you know, because I'm saying I'm not going to judge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you believe in pro-life,
mm-hmm.
I understand that. What's the extent? You know, I want to
mm-hmm.
not even judge you, but ask you if you've considered the full extent of what that means,
mm-hmm.
right?
I have considered the full extent, but it's kind of complicated to say that, you know, no matter what life looks like after you give birth to that child, you still should have that child, because I on one hand really, really do understand, you know, how difficult that might be and that the circumstances may not be the best at all. But, you know, there's still something in me that believes that if God allowed for that child to be conceived, to mm-hmm. you know, I believe that there's a plan for that child's life, and no matter the difficulty, that they will make it through. And right. I do believe that there is some, you know, obligation to house the children that do not have a home or are not safe within yeah. their.
I was going to say that idea, the premise you express, it also kind of exists outside of the Christian space, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those people who believe that they may believe there is. What they call it, intuitive design, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That the universe decides, right? Like, you don't get to decide. The mm-hmm. universe decides, and you don't know what the purpose of that life is in the function of the universe,
mm-hmm.
right? And the question of whether you, like you use the word authority,
yeah.
whether you have the ability to know what that life's role is
mm-hmm.
and whether you have the authority to say, well, I don't care.
Yeah.
Right? And so I just wanted to express that even people who don't like believe in the Christian God
mm-hmm.
or don't believe in a God at all
mm-hmm. yeah.
sometimes share the same sentiment.
Right.
That it's not your right to determine.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the capacity to make the determination that this life force or this child, right, from your perspective, is not needed in the evolution of the planet.
Right.
Yeah. Like I say, I don't want to create a space where we judge, just a space where we sort of interrogate.
Yeah.
You know, and I think for young people, they're forced to be in spaces where it's just judge.
Yeah.
As opposed to let's interrogate, and the bounds of our interrogation is our respect and commitment to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, that's the premise of the conversation. We start off, we respect each other,
mm-hmm.
we understand our commitment to each other, and in this space we can interrogate ideas without judging people.
Right.
And calling them bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Absolutely. Okay. Oh, so heavy.
I mean, that is also important to say, because it doesn't matter what you do, all of us have fallen short and will continue to fall short. So, you know, that's not something that judging is not something that we're encouraging.
Right, or promoting.
Yeah. I think all sensible people believe that our life is precious. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And for me, I say, yeah, sure, pro-life. It also means that we have to prioritize housing
mm-hmm.
as a national issue, because every child deserves safe, adequate, and comfortable housing,
mm-hmm.
right? Education is an issue.
Food.
Because every child deserves the tools needed to navigate life as an adult.
Definitely.
Access to affordable and healthy food mm-hmm. sources, right? All of these things are issues that are on the table when you say that you're pro-life.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you ensure that that life can have access to the things that they need to navigate the world? Yeah, man, absolutely. Yeah. I had all kinds of questions to ask these young people. What do you think about when you hear you're born there? You're born there, right? I wanted to ask them, how do you feel about the driving culture and how it's shifted? Because I think there's a direct link to faith and religion, right? And how we operate in that space. Mm-hmm. For me, what I see is a lack of empathy, a lack of spatial awareness, and a lack of acknowledgement that we share this space together. You know, and I think that drives down to behavior and culture, which is formed in our primary spaces, and for many Bahamians, it's formed in the religious space, right? And so all of these things I wanted to throw at you all today. But most importantly, you're here today to talk about Jesus March 2.0. Let's repeat the details for the people, since I took us down this sort of... I think it was a cool conversation. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
I really appreciate your contributions. I'm not sort of rushing off of that. But we come here to talk about Jesus March. So, Jesus March 2.0 taking place this Saturday.
This Saturday, October 28th, 9 a.m. Be there from 8:15.
Get your 8
o'clock if you can to get your t-shirt, your posters and everything. And then we will start marching down to Montague Beach.
Mm-hmm.
We will turn around on Shirley Street and then head back up to Arawaki.
Absolutely. Contact information, it's our turn12@gmail.com. Telephone, 806-8811 mm-hmm. for more details. But in particular, if you want to support, if you want to pre-order t-shirts. And I say in this, my show is a secular show.
Mm-hmm.
We don't focus on faith. But I'm not opposed to it. And I appreciate you joining me in stretching the conversation a bit.
Right, we appreciate you having us.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Absolutely. And if you guys partner with the Methodist Church summer program, I only see beautiful things, growing capacity for both organizations, creating a space for Family Island mm-hmm. young people to also participate in the movement real time.
Right.
It's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
If that does happen, we'll let them know that you sent us.
Right. And if you're a church and you're wondering if this youth group could impact the young people in your church, call Grace Community Church and find out. Get a reference from the adults them, right? The group is supported by Grace Community,
yes,
right?
Yes, we are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a wonderful time. Thank you, Miss Dean. Tell the people your face name again.
Danielle Dean.
Danielle Dean. See, you have a middle name, and I try to call a middle name.
Adam Wong.
Adam Wong.
Adam Wong.
Nice to meet you, Adam Wong.
Nice to meet you.
It's our turn. Youth-led, Christian, faith-based organization, non-profit organization.
Non-profit organization, yes, and ministry.
And ministry. Gearing up for Jesus March 2.0, Saturday, 28th of October. You guys, go out. Be out there. Join the movement. Build the energy. Support young people in their journey. It's what we're supposed to be doing. You guys have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right, and to my audience, stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next. You guys have a wonderful thing time, and remember, it's our turn, and that's a wonderful thing.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.